You're listening to Racing Nation with James O'Shea.
Up next on Racing Nation, with thanks to the Southern Hotel, Tatey's Tips, 10 races on the program this weekend. Brisbane Metropolitan Racing, we're off to Eagle Farm. Let's see if we can help you find a winner or two. He joins me now. Chris Tate, how are you?
Oh, James, sensational. How are you?
Yes, I'm very, very well. Sensational. Gee, I thought you might have been a little bit black and blue after last week. Valour. Well,
The joys of horse ownership. Without as nice as I can, that the track was not great, and that's not the word I'm wanting to use. Track wasn't great. Horse ate plenty of sand for the first 800 and ran a great race, ended up running fifth. He was 20 off them just before the turn and ran home, ran fifth. Really, really good. But yeah, horses getting back last week, as we possibly suggested during the show last week, pretty much had none. So it's just one of those things where the track wasn't, I don't believe, was presented in its best to give all horses a chance last week, but that's sour grapes, I guess. That's horse racing, and you don't get everything to go your way every week, and we move on. Uncommon Valour's gone out for a spell. He'll have a month or so out, and then we're trying to come back for the tail end of the winter carnival, a staying race towards the end of the winter carnival. So we'll sort of see where we land. We'll see how he comes back, but he's gone out in very, very good shape, and we're very happy with him, and yeah, hopefully he comes back bigger and better, and we move on, a winter carnival and maybe a Toowoomba Cup.
I was going to say that, so potentially a Toowoomba Cup's on the horizon later in the year.
Yeah, we just see how he's going and what's going on. As you know, 3 or 4 months or even longer, 4 or 5 months is a long time in racing. A week's a long time in racing. So a day on the punt is a long time in racing.
A race is a long time between sometimes, isn't it?
I agree.
So what was Damien Thornton's feedback?
He just said the horse ran enormous. Wasn't a fan of the track. Many jockeys wouldn't have been, you know, just the sand and the kickback and you know, it was less than ideal. I'm sure the club was disappointed in the way that the track came up, and hopefully they can work on that before they get their, you know, their Hollandale meeting and things like that in early May, late April, whenever that one is. He was probably like the others. It was such a big day. It was just a bit disappointing, you know, not wanting to bag people, but you know, I'm sort of talking as a punter and an owner. I was a bit disappointed in the day, but you know, everyone's got an opinion, as they say. There's a saying for that, but we won't go there either.
Yeah, I know, and it's kind of like, I remember, well, I said it earlier in the show, the other thing with it as well, with the track-wise, though, the other part is it did take the shine away from the results. I mean, you want to talk about results from a local point of view, our local horses went outstanding as a whole, four races won on the program. So there's some good success there. Righto, so you went into the sales barn as well for the big 2 days of the sales. How'd that go?
Our group went, and we didn't go necessarily looking to buy. If we didn't get something in our wheelhouse, we were quite prepared to walk away, and we were lucky enough to walk away with two. We bought a Better Than Ready out of Sweet Adeline. Better Than Readies are just winning everywhere. From Raheem, beautiful filly. Looks as though she might be a 2-year-old, maybe not before Christmas 2-year-old, but a 2-year-old. And we bought a Lean Mean Machine out of Anabarbi, so an Anabar mare. I like horses out of Anabar mares. They seem to run well. And it's a half to Tahinga that's racing, I think, in the last tomorrow. I think it's probably more a 3-year-old. Looks like that, but you just don't know until they're broken in and you get them. But it's a lovely horse as well, and we bought that from Lyndhurst. So the sale was really interesting. There were some great horses. There was the half to the Hamo, or the full to the Hamo, that sold for 140. There was a half to Kisakano that sold for 160. There was some beautiful North Pacifics and there was a microphone, and there's a few others, but there was also some other vendors who'd be disappointed because the prices were down. There was a lot passed in. There was a lot bids way under their reserve value. There would have been a lot of wheeling and dealing after horses had gone through the ring and been passed in, I reckon, because there were some nice horses that didn't reach their reserve. And unfortunately for some vendors, there were horses that didn't get a bid.
So it's a bit of a wrap up of the sales, all right. So a couple of new ones coming home there to join the family, join the stable family there.
That's right.
It's ever growing, but anyway, we'll see.
We have to keep paying for Michael Nolan's bill somehow.
Well, hopefully, as you said, you won't know if it's been a good investment or not for a year or so anyway. All right, well, we'll follow that. So a couple of new horses coming home to race for your local syndicate. Well, let's have a look at racing this weekend. As I mentioned, we are off to Eagle Farm. Track-wise, and that we spoke about last week with the Gold Coast, we've touched on it again here, and you did speak about that last week. Just it was a little bit of an unknown in terms of preparing for it from a punting point of view. We're at Eagle Farm this weekend. As we speak at the moment, the track's actually rated a soft 5, but your thoughts here on track-wise, conditions-wise, what are you expecting for Eagle Farm on Saturday?
Yep, Eagle Farm be good 4 without any rain, no problems at all. Rails out half a metre, so very, very good for all horses. I think all horses will get their chance, the big long straight, the wide straight. It'll be tempo-related and luck-related races. I think horses will win from anywhere. I wouldn't be worried about backing anything you liked at Eagle Farm on Saturday.
Okay, let's have a look at your selections, Tatey's tips. You can find them all up on Twitter for all of the races, all of your selections free up there for everyone to take a look at. We pick out the best of the best to go through on the program each week. This week we are in races 4, 6 and 9, so let's have a look at those. We'll go to race number 4 here, and this one is the Benchmark 78. This one's over the 2,400 metres.
James, I'm with number 10 here, Back to Man, trained by Jack Bruce, ridden by Taylor Marshall. It maps midfield. Ali Raj, Phoenix Flyer, Disputed River, push forward. Disputed River may not. It may just sort of sit and wait because it's won last time, but it's only got a short sprint, but it'll push forward. I think a few of these are suspect at the 2,400, to be honest. And Back to Man will eat up 2,400. Last start was taken back over the 2,000 at Doomben, carrying 57. Unsuitable tempo, they walked in front and was given none. Didn't run home, didn't like Doomben. Two starts ago, it was third, worked home really nicely late behind Uncommon Vela and 80 Grand over 2,200. It's placed at the 2,400. It's placed at Eagle Farm. Taylor Marshall's back on. He rode it at Eagle Farm that day, and it's won on good tracks. It's currently around the $9.50, $10 mark. I think it's a great play each way. Quite confident that it'll run a big race.
Back to Man. It's race 4, horse number 10. Let's go down to the 6. This one, the cutest 3-year-old handicap. 1,500 metres is the trip. Your thoughts here?
With race 6, number 3 here, Sideshow, drawn barrier 2, carries only 55 kilos. Trained by Gerald Rowan Sterling Alexiou, ridden by Jimmy Orman. It maps midfield on the fence. I think Pincus and Shamedi from Rockhampton lead with a moderate pace. The Sears trained Sharp Dazzler, which we declared as the best thing in the world last start and duly saluted. It's in. It's going for 4 straight, but rises 2.5 kilos. Actually rises 4.5 kilos. But after the claim for Bailey Wheeler, 2.5 kilos, it'll have to be a good horse, rising, giving the entire field weight. So they say that the old saying, weight stops trains, and it may be the case. But it wouldn't surprise me whether Sharp Dazzler came out and did the same thing. But I just think we're being asked to take a short price and just the difference in the weights is having to give horses a lot of weight may make the difference. Out the horse I'm on, Sideshow, drops back from 60 kg last start to 55 kg, obviously up in class slightly. It ran second at Kembla Grange over 1,400 metres and attacked the line really nicely and went ridden by Tommy Berry. Two starts ago, one at Kembla Grange over the 1,400 metres. These were both on good tracks, so the track's not a problem. the trainer or the training group has a great strike rate when they bring horses to Queensland. They don't bring them very often off carnival time, and when they do, their strike rate is really, really good. I think 1500 metres won't worry it at all. Some of the other horses might be concerned about the 1500, and I just think at $4.60, given the price of Transatlantic from the Golan Stable and Sharp Dazzler, I just think it's a good price to have a bet in that race.
It is Sideshow, race 6, horse number 3, third of the good things. Let's go to race 9. It is the Open Handicap. 1,200 metres is the trip. Your thoughts here?
Now, I'm normally pretty rigid in my punting methods. I sort of, you know, will put pens through horses, draw them wide, up in weight, old form, things like that. I sort of try and avoid that because you get sucked in. This time I think I'm sucked in, unfortunately. I've gone race 9, number 4, Ranch Hand here. Trained by Tony Golan, ridden by Ryan Maloney, first up for the Golan Stable, great run, behind Legal Esprit and Golden Boom. Ryan Maloney and Tony Golan have a 26% strike rate when they team together. Ranch Hand maps midfield. I think Lara Amigo and the stablemate of Ranch Hand, Star of Chaos, push forward. It's drawn wide, but it'll get across and get a good run. I think the speed will be on. It'll get a good run in the field, and it ran on really well, hit the line very well last start, behind, as I said, Legal Esprit and Golden Boom. And Legal Esprit's come out and won, you know, another Toowoomba-trained or Darling Downs-trained horse last week at the Gold Coast, sat in behind the speed and just went whooshka as if they were tied to the fence. So I think that form in the race is the best form line in the race. Before that, it was a great run behind Contemptuous and Star Virgo. And it's won at the track. It's won on a good track. It's placed at the distance. In this class of race, in the Open, it's had 4 starts for a win and a third. It's been placed second up before, and by all reports, has trained on really well. It's currently around the $5.50 mark. And despite all the knocks I normally have, based on what I saw last time and that Legal Esprit form, very keen Ranch Hand.
Ranch Hand, it's race 9. It's horse number 4, yes, in the hands of Tony Golan. And Tony does certainly have a way of turning these horses around, and he might be able to do exactly the same with Ranch Hand, which has always shown a lot of ability. So that's race 9, number 4. We mentioned earlier, race 6, number 3, Sideshow. Race 4, number 10, Back to Man. Most importantly, what are we doing units-wise this week, Tatey?
Oh, well, we should have been flying to the Bahamas last week. Seat of Power, $34 and $8, absolute tragedy beaten. I was in the fetal position in the grandstand at the Gold Coast for a good while. I just thought it was going to win. I'd spent the money. I would have been able to buy 2 more horses at the sales. I would have paid cash, just flipped the $50 bills on the ground. Just a tragedy beaten, you know, had no luck, got squeezed, still went round them, still battled on for third. I just thought we'd pulled the right rein there, and of course, because we had 3 each way bets last week, and Trifling ran 4th, you know, just missed. Beaten by Red Defcon from the Crop Stable, which was a really good run. It was another horse last week that made ground from a long way back. So it was a really good run from the Crop Stable. Maybe put that in people's black book for next time, although a bit hard to maybe take some of that form out of the Gold Coast. And then we had Famico that we just didn't run on in the track conditions. But anyway, I digress. Back to what we're talking about today. Sorry, I love talking to myself, James. I'm used to that.
As long as you amuse yourself. Yeah, as long as you make sense. Yeah, as long as you make sense to yourself.
Yeah, sometimes no. But anyway, okay. We move on. This week I've gone half a unit each way Back to Man.
Yeah.
Really close to considering going a unit each way, because I just think this horse runs a really good race each way. I've gone 1 unit on Sideshow, the win, and we've gone our best bet of the day is Ranch Hand. I've got 1.5 units So we're spending 3.5 units this week in what is a tough meeting, first leg of the quaddie, absolute field job. I think it could start $7 the field, wouldn't surprise me. And the last race is also, you know, very, very tough. So there's some really tough races on the card, but they're the three we've settled with this week.
Yeah, no, it does look pretty open, a couple of those, but there we go. So our best bet comes up. It's race 9, number 4, Ranch Hand. Of course, the best value on the day, or the best each way, is race 4. It is number 10. It is back demand, but 3.5 units total spend there on what does look another pretty intriguing day and a tricky day, like you mentioned, for racing at Eagle Farm. But anyway, hopefully we've helped the punters find a winner or two with those. As I mentioned, Tatey's tips all up there on Twitter, free, and have a look at all of those selections. Jump on there, usually up there by a Friday night, but they are the best of the best that we go through each week on the show. Tatey, as always, thank you for joining us on the program, and hopefully we've helped the punters find a few winners.
Thanks, James. Good luck to the listeners, and good luck to yourself on the weekend. Have a great weekend.
Racing Nation with James O'Shea.